Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Dati sinasabi ko na ang lawak ng pasensya ni Sari, pero alam mo, that's an understatement.
Ako yun, pangina mo.
Kaunti na lang, pwede mo na rin sabihin na meron kang ocean of mercy like Jesus.
I love sex. Alam mo, hinahanap mo siya. Nagkaroon kami ng usapan nito ni Martin before na parang sabi ko sa
kanya. Alam mo, nag-sex kay Martin. Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes.
This is Sari. And Athena here.
And you all are listening to...
Dazzers!
Sarap! Dami energy ni Bakla.
Everything is ano.
By the way, mga kapitbahay, balik Maynila na ako. So... Nasa Manila na, pero
wait,
same pa rin
yung background ko. Wait, akala ko ba surprise? My God.
Alam mo, tinatambad na ako. I can't keep
wala,
a secret.
Hindi na mapigilan ng bibig.
Hindi, at saka I can't keep a secret. Hindi ko kaya ng ganong commitment. So, hindi ako. So, ito na, mga kapitbahay. I'm back in Manila. Wala nang surprise, surprise. Kung may surprise man, siguro abangan nyo na lang ang ating Facebook group one of these days. Baka may special content kami sa inyo one of these days. Sana.
Yeah.
O para masabi nyo naman, may premium content yung pagsali ng grupo na
yun. Actually, no. Ano bang advantage, diba?
Ano bang advantage ng pagsali doon? Diba? So, one of these days, you know, we'll surprise you na lang. At least yun, hindi ko kailangan ma-pressure na, oh my God, kailangan kong something. Kasi kaming apat yung magtatago doon. Diba? Anyway, mga kapitbahay, thank you. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig today. And for today's episode is actually, di ko ba alam, off-brand ba to? Kasi, ano, parang, hindi naman siya, but this is a topic na ni-request ng mga kapitbahay natin. I think one of our younger kapitbahays. Diba? So the question is, the phone-in question is, how do you figure out the relationship wherein hindi kayo sexually compatible ng partner mo?
Ayun na nga po.
Ayun na nga, kapitbahay 344. Charot! Yan ang kapitbahay 344. Hiwalayan muna. Charo! ayaw pala ng conflict. So yan. Pag-usapan natin yun today. Diba?
Pero nangyayari ba yun na you get into a relationship ng hindi ka sexually compatible?
I think possible naman. Especially for those na, what do you call this, na medyo traditional in terms of dating wherein, you know, di pa sila nakakapag-sex. Parang they want to take their time muna. At least maybe, if not until marriage, at least until they get to know the person better. Alam mo yun? Or maybe they're testing the waters na parang nauna muna yung emotional investment before yung physical interaction nila. Before things gotten heavy, hot and heavy. Tapos doon nila na-discover, oh my God, hindi pala kami sexually compatible.
Pero how do you remedy that nga? Like, I mean, not really remedy, pero parang how do you like make do with that? Kasi diba, emotionally invested ka na to this person and then you realize you're not sexually compatible with this person. Like, will that emotional attachment be enough to sustain that relationship?
I mean, that's something that we can answer later on. But for now, siguro, maganda muna natin na ano, i-ground muna yung sarili natin and ask ourselves, have we been in relationships wherein we were not ano, sexually compatible with our partners? Does anyone want to start?
Ako, never. Hindi, kasi isa siya sa important, ano ba yung... non-negotiable. Non-negotiable for me yung sexual compatibility. Kasi, I don't know. Medyo na ano kasi ko sa physical connection din eh. So, kahit emotionally invested ako to this person, parang hindi niya na-fulfill. Yung relationship fulfillment, parang wala doon. Kasi, I mean, kahit sasabihin ko na masaya ako sa person na to, parang, kasi, for example, meron akong emotional attachment sa friends ko, but I don't have sex with them. Pero sa partner ko, alam mo yun? Yes, so, like, yun yung pagkakaiba. Kasi, parang, I mean, iba pa rin talaga emotional investment yung sa relationship. Yun, naiintindihan ko. But, isang, ano yun eh, parang for me,
it's a non-negotiable because, what do you call this, relationships are your only source of sexual outlet.
Yes.
Aside from
my hands.
And this is as important as anything else.
Kasi healthy siya eh. Yes.
And at the same time, what they call this, you are a very sexual person.
I am.
So, yeah. I get it. Ikaw, Sari, have you been in a relationship wherein you felt like you were not sexually compatible?
Alam mo, ang issue kasi sa akin, parang ano eh, it doesn't really matter. Pag may nararamdaman na ako towards the person. So, parang I enjoy it or the way they enjoy it during nung mga yung mga nakaraan ko. Ayun. Mm-hmm. Anyway, pero yun nga, hindi ko siya na-enjoy at hindi ko alam na hindi ko siya na-enjoy not until nung nasa current partner na ako. Kasi akala ko all along na-enjoy ko. Kasi siguro, ano eh, kinokondition ko yung sarili ko na okay naman siya eh. Pero may mas iyo okay pala na parang pag mas open ka sa isa ganyan. Eh dati kasi parang, dapat maganda lang ako, dapat porn star niya lang ako, parang ganun.
So it was only bad sex in retrospect?
Oo eh, parang nung naranasan ko na you can enjoy sex and you can have it in a way na gusto mo rin.
Yes.
Na mag-work sa inyo ng partner mo. Nung na-realize ko na ganun pala siya, doon ko na-realize sa lahat ng sex na naranasan ko, hindi siya masaya.
Shit pala sila. Yes.
Okay.
Sarap lang.
Pero at that, parang, pero question, at that time, nung jowa mo sila, sa feeling mo masarap?
Oo, feeling ko masarap kasi parang nag-orgasm naman ako, ganyan. Pero hindi siya as enjoyable as kung paano ko siya ina-enjoy with my partner now na parang, hindi ako masyadong conscious about myself.
Baka naman ano.
I'm vocal about what I want. Ganun. Mm. And pwede pala yun. Hindi ko nabibigyan ng chance yung sarili ko to do that before. Because I thought, parang I just have to service to men. May ganun yun. Parang kasi, babae din ako. I have to do my job as a sexual woman. Ganun. So, yun. Nung narealize ko na hindi naman pala kailangan ganun. And there's a better way that works for me and for my partner as well. Na enjoy namin pareho. Doon ko lang na-realize na, okay, ito yung klase ng sexual life na gusto ko. And plus, guys, pag parang nag-commit kayo, iisipin nyo kasi pang matagalan nyo yan, isa-sex eh. Tapos parang pag hindi kayo okay, paano yun? Kasi nga, essential siya eh. I mean, I'm not speaking for everyone, pero for me, essential din siya. So parang, pag hindi siya nag-work for a long time with me, hindi kaya maghanap ako, maging curious ako sa ibang tao. Hindi kaya maghanap ako ng iba or parang, alam mo yun, parang
yung kind of have to find that avenue to release your needs.
Kasi tao lang naman tayo, especially if you have accepted your sexuality talaga. Parang ano eh, hindi naman pwede na forever ganito na lang. Parang I want to enjoy it for the rest of my life just as much as you. So yun, nakita ko siya kung gaano siya ka-essential ngayon kasi yung animalistic instinct ko sinishare ko lang with someone special eh. Tapos i-share ko na nga, di ko pa ma-enjoy, di ba? Sa taong to ako makikipag-sex for the rest of my life, I have to make sure it works. Pero for me ngayong parang I have this partner who listens to me ngayon, alam ko na parang importante pala na ano na komportable ako maging ako when it comes to that part with a person. Ganun.
Alam mo kung anong tawag ko dyan dun sa first experience mo, Sari, yung former sexual experience mo.
Wow.
You call it the Ed Sheeran dance experience.
Bakit Ed Sheeran dance?
Bakit?
alam niyo yung when you watch the video, it's actually, this is just something I realized the other day. When I was watching another similar music video kay Michael Bublé naman. Anyway, if you remember yung music video ni ano, ni Ed Sheeran, yung We Found Love Right Where We Are. Di ba nagsasayaw sila nun sa, ano, sa isang auditorium?
Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud, yun. Tapos, what do you call this? And I mean, there was a time where ang dami nagko-comment kay Ed Sheeran na I never knew Ed could dance. Keme-keme, chu-chu-chu-chu. Well, to be fair, he is dancing in that video. But then, you think that Ed Sheeran is such a damn great dancer because sobrang galing ng partner niya. When in fact, magaling na support si Ed Sheeran doon. Ed Sheeran is really not doing any of the complicated moves. Nagiging crutch lang siya nung partner niya.
Yeah.
Yung kumbaga, kailangan lang maging stiff as a pole ni Ed Sheeran. O, pag umikot-ikot ako sa'yo, dapat hindi ka mag-move. So, nagagets mo ba? Bakit ko siya tinawag na ano, Ed Sheeran dance experience?
Gets.
Parang, tangin na kasi, sabi kasi kanina ni Athena, threshold. So, threshold na naisip ko. Parang, that sets your barometer for what a good dancer is. If Ed Sheeran is the only male dancer that you've seen. Gets mo. But then, when you see, when you see seasoned or classically trained band dancers or trained dancers dancing with a partner, that's when you realize, ah, shit, so this is how it should be. Which isn't to say that, you know, what do you call this? That Ed Sheeran's performance in the music video was bad. It's just that, definitely.
Hindi niya kakayanin alone yun.
Uh-huh. So that, I call it the Ed Sheeran dance experience. When you think that's the best, but then it's only because that's the only video you've seen.
Pero di ba sabi nga nila, the worst, then the good comes, then the best. Ay, then the better comes, and then the best. Ganun daw sabi nila. Kasi,
but I think that's cumulative.
Eh, kasi parang ano din, kasi pagka habang nakikipag-sex ka, di ba, you learn what you want, and you discover kung ano yung magpapasaya sa'yo, kung ano yung makaka-pleasure sa'yo. So, I guess, yung cumulative experience mo din ate, nag-take part din yun sa sexual experience mo ngayon.
When you realize na this is yet makakapit bahay. This is the best.
I think ano kasi, parang kasabay siya ng growth mo sa pag-accept mo and pag-explore mo ng sexuality mo.
Yeah, definitely. Yan din tayo.
Kasi hindi ka makakaranas ng best sex if with your partner if hindi ka rin buo sa sarili mo eh when it comes to it. So parang kahit yung partner mo open about it, if marunong siyang to lead you to it, why not? Kasi anong tawag ito? I think, paano ba? Marirealize mo lang kung gaano siya ka-importante pag na-enjoy nyo na siya pareho kasi mararamdaman nyo na essential siya. Kasi may animalistic instinct tayo na gawin yun. Hindi, huwag mo ipagkait sa sarili mo yun kasi yung mga bagay, yung mga para tayong makina, yung mga parte ng katawan natin if di natin nagagamit, alam mo yun, something wrong happens to it. Naniniwala ako dun. So parang you use it, that's why it's there. So you talk about it or yung parang you explore it together.
But then, you know, what they call this, you brought up a very interesting point wherein yung emotional connection mo with the partner is, what you call this, has a direct relation with your performance in bed. I think the modal should be can and not kasi I've been in a relationship wherein I wasn't sexually compatible with my partner. And it wasn't a case of we weren't sexually compatible to begin with. I think we were sexually compatible at the start. But then it reached a point wherein we were long-time partners. So at one point, nag-plateau yung relationship namin. Which happens in any long-term relationships.
Yeah.
That's just something for the young kapitbahays to know about. So it came to the point wherein things weren't really working out in bed for us. So, and that took really, what they call this, it was something that we both acknowledged na parang, it wasn't the best, no? Parang, okay na ba yun? Na parang nag-ano kami, literally, tinanong namin yung sa isa't isa, parang, okay na ba tayo doon? It was okay, keme. And then, you know, it didn't really picked up until later on, way later on. Which is, I guess something mamaya pa, makukwento ko pa rin yung in later on details. But yeah, I have been in a relationship where hindi kami sexually compatible lang isa kong partner. But I will also say na apart from that, I think sexually compatible kami lahat ng naging partner ko.
Pero wait, question about that. Like, before you hit the plateau, was the sex good?
Yeah, definitely.
Then you are sexually compatible. Nag-hit lang ng plateau because you've been with this person for a very long time. And it kind of gets repetitive if you do it all the time, diba? Pero like, what if yung...
You weren't sexually compatible in the first place.
Yes.
You know what? That is also something na maano din natin. Baka yung naging solution... Actually, hindi naman siya solution yung nangyari sa amin. Basta mamaya, ikakwenta ko. Ikakwenta ko mamaya. Sige. So, punta tayo dun sa mga advice portion natin. Ano yung masasabi natin sa mga kapit-advice natin who are in relationships na they're not sexually compatible with?
I think, importante yung malaman kung mahal mo talaga yung tao. I think, kasi if, kung hindi naman kami... I think, nagsimula kami ng jowa ko, hindi kami sexually compatible kasi una sa lahat, ako yung may experience, siya yung wala eh.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as open with his sexuality like me. And he doesn't really talk about it. So, mm-hmm. It took time. I have to be really, really patient about it. Na para
Hello, Kabayan.
Kabayan?
Oh my God. So I guess we have to be patient as well, no?
Oo nga.
Tama, patience
sa internet connection ni Sari. Actually, pero mahapit ba yun yung point ni Sari? We have to be patient.
Pero, unti-unti.
Sige, siguro while waiting for Sari. Ikaw, Athena, ano yung what do you call this? What's your advice, if ever?
I guess ang advice ko is to talk it out with your partner.
I guess that's the most logical, no?
Yeah, kasi like, what if yung partner mo sexually compatible sa'yo pero ikaw hindi ka compatible sa kanya?
So maybe I'm the problem. Charat!
So like, alam mo yun, you have to communicate that with your partner na hindi like... I am pero not sexually turned on by you.
Ang sad naman nun, we're in na parang, ano, kailangan natin baguhin? Eh, sarap-sarap na kaya ng sex natin.
Diba? Diba, like, pero that's the hardest part. Well, kaya ka naman pumasok sa relasyon. Like, pumasok ka sa relasyon, di lang dahil sa sarap. Kailangan din dun sa hirap. O, diba? Yeah. Rhymer is tinisim.
Ayan, bumalik na si Sari. Ayan, go, Sari.
Na ako. Ayan nga, sabi ko nga, parang kailangan mo maging patient with the process if you want to express na, alam mo yun, na sex is essential in a relationship and you want to explore that with that person. So, parang, I had to be patient and also, I have to understand na hindi ko siya pwedeng biglain about it. It's a process. Na hindi mo ko pwedeng ipilit na ready na siya about it. So, paunti-unti and umapat sa point na pag naging ready na siya, it took time bago namin na-explore talaga fully kung ano pa yung mga ano makakapagpasaya sa amin both. And hindi siya natatapos dun kasi forever ka maraming pwedeng subukan or parang, alam mo yun, maging parte yun talaga ng love life yung dalawa.
But pero, I think important na ma-add doon. That's why I think kaya mo pre-dedicate yung advice mo on the fact na on the question na kung mahal mo yung person, it's because kung gaano mo kamahal yung tao is going to define kung how the lens and the time you're willing to wait on how to fix the problem.
Oo, how much work you are going to put in para ma-express mo na essential siya sa'yo and yung partner mo naman, ganun din. Ano bang, gano'ng karaming effort ba yung ibibigay niya para mag-meet kayo halfway sa mga ganung bagay. Kaya sa akin talaga importante kung gusto mong maramdaman na maging compatible kayo if you think serious tong relationship na to and tingin mo kailangan na compatible kayo sexually, kailangan mo express yun eh, and kailangan maging ready ka dun sa proseso with the person as you journey through that sex life ninyo. Ganun.
And it's going to be frustrating, I bet. Especially if ano, andun ka pa sa first step wherein you're figuring out to put down the walls that you have.
Oh, mahirap yun eh.
Not with each other emotionally, but you know, the walls that your partner or the reservations that your partners may have directly about sex. That they can have sex, but to talk about it in detail, to talk about it as a fact, you know. There's something else entirely eh. Because it's easy to talk about sex na kantot, sarap, pero yung what makes you feel good? Do you think you're satisfying your partner? What do you think you can do about, you know, what do you think you can do to improve your performance in the bedroom? What do you think is stopping you? What are the blockages involved? These are hard questions that you normally cannot open up to the, or I wouldn't say normally, you usually find it hard to open up, especially with the person involved. You can talk about it with friends, but then to talk about it with the person themselves, that's very hard.
At saka, i-add ko lang, no? Hindi dahil nakahubad ka, pareho kayo nakahubad at nakita nyo na ang isa't isa ng ganoon at umuoo kayo sa bawat bagay na sinusubukan nyo together, that means sexually compatible kayo at wala kayo issues about it. Mm-hmm. It is really important to know yourself more than and to know what you want. And hindi ka mag-hesitate na sabihin yun. And para magkaroon kayo ng safe space kayo ng partner nyo with that. Parang kailangan ng proseso talaga yun na you have to be patient with. Or else ka, poproblemahin mo lang siya forever. Mm. Hindi mo makikita yung progress with that pag ganun.
Yeah. Sa akin naman, you know, so to continue lang yung kwento ko kanina, no? Paano na-solve yung ano namin? Yung sex, yung dry spell namin sa bedroom. Para na solve, nag-break kami.
Oh my. Literally. Pero nabalikan kayo nun.
Nina. Literally nag-break kami. Tapos ang nangyari was, you know, when we were already seeing other people, occasionally we would see each other. Tapos, you know, it was just really to see each other. Then one thing led to another and we ended up having sex. And that's when we... That's when we figure out na parang that was stopping us. We were already in a very unhappy place in a relationship. So, alam mo yun, none of the two of us were really willing to go out or shell out kumbaga effort to fix the relationship. And then, you know, when we started seeing other people and stuff, and we just started seeing each other as I suppose for very of short-term fuck buddies. Yes. That's when we realized that parang, okay, so I guess we could be good sexual partners, but not partners.
Good partners.
Yeah, diba? It's like that episode in, what do you call this? It's like the reverse of that episode from Sex and the City. Yung fuck buddy ni Carrie, na trinay niya yan, no? Trinay niya i-convert into a boyfriend material. Na as fuck buddies, they work so amazingly well. But then as partners, they suck. So that's what happens, Amin. But then, when it comes to relationships, then I think you have to ask yourself, diba? Although natanong na to kanina, again, this is something you have to ask on your own, sa sarili mo naman, as opposed to your partner. Ask yourself, how important is sex in your matrix of relationship?
Actually, kung napapaisip ka na parang hindi kayo sexually compatible and it bothers
you. Then maybe it's
you,
important.
I think, importante yun, yun, napapaisip ka eh.
The fact na pinaproblema mo. But then maybe kasi sorry, iniisip lang nila na I may not be sexually forward or sex may not be important for me. But the few times na gusto ko makipag-sex, I want it to be good. Baka yun din yung iniisip nila.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Question sa mga nakaranas na ng long-term relationship.
trip.
Nagpa-plato din ba kayo when it comes to sex? Like,
yes.
There are times na you don't have sex anymore for months and hindi nyo napansin yun, mga ganun.
It's not something na hindi ko napansin. It's something na napapansin ko. Or maybe because lalaki ako. I mean, I hate to say it like that.
Ako, speaking from a girl's perspective, yes. May times na, hindi kasi normal naman yun. Like, you get busy with life, you get busy with, like, kasi syempre na nag-long-term relationship ako, I was really young. So, nag-hit
a lot
ng
going on.
Oo, like, minsan parang twice in 2-3 months lang kami mag-sex. Like, ganun lang. So, like, then, actually, to be honest, yun, di ba sinabi mo, Ate Sari, like, dati nakikipag-sex ka, like, ano, hindi siya masyadong, it wasn't a nice experience. That's what, yun yung nangyari sa akin before. So, I really thought I wasn't a sex, I really thought I wasn't a sexual person at all. Like, di ba I told you guys na parang 2 years kaya ko nang walang sex. As in 2 years, zero, celibate. Ganun yung ginawa ko. 2 years, lagi ang pagitan ng 2 exes ko. So, yung first ex ko, 2 years, celibate ako. Then, nagka-jowa ako. Then, celibate ulit for 2 years. So, like, I really thought I wasn't a sexual person until the good came. Until, like, oh, sex is actually fucking enjoyable. I really thought I loved sex before, but then now I love sex. I crave it.
I parang, love sex.
Kasi like, alam mo yun, kasi before, alam mo yun, mafe-flex mo na, yeah, you know, I love sex. Pero ngayon, I love sex. Alam mo, hinahanap mo siya. Like, actually, nagkaroon kami ng usapan nito ni Martin before na parang sabi ko sa kanya.
Akala ko nag-sex kay Martin.
Miss you, Martin. Anyways, nagkaroon kami, sabi ko sa kanya, nag-open up ako sa kanya. Sabi ko, gago, Martin, I'm so fucking horny. I need sex. Sabi ko, hindi naman kako ko ganito before. Sabi ko, before, kaya ko siyang iraos ng finger-finger lang, ganon. Pero ngayon, hindi ako satisfied on my own. Like, I mean, satisfied ako on my own. Kaya ko siya gawin on my own. Pero like, I'm craving for that physical na kaldag.
Kaldag.
De, pero yung ano, yung may kasama ka together, yung the actual sex part. Hindi yung pasok tite sa puke. Hindi yung hindi yan eh, yung experience of sex is actually good.
Yung coming together, I mean coming yung pagpunta pa lang. Yung going to the going to the place.
Yung things excitement.
The things that you do, yung pre-game ninyo, yung parang sa date nyo pa lang.
Tapos yung
na,
after.
May naglilay ka na ng crumbs na we're
in.
Ay, gusto ko makipag-shake. Parang gano'n. And as go in, into the actual room wherein you're going to do it or not a room if you're that type. Diba?
Hmm. Kasi diba before, I wasn't having sex with my partner unless they are already my partner. Yun yung rule ko before. Eh. I was a shikip. Very... I'm a very mashikip girl. Like, traditional. That's what I will call myself. I'm a very traditional girl. Ngayon lang man ako nag-try ng casual things. Then yung mga casual... Nung it ended up, yung mga casual things ko, nung nakipag-sex ako sa kanila, tsaka nagkaroon ng... Tsaka ako na-establish yung relationship with them. Tapos parang ako, he was more fun for me. Hindi yung the fun came after and then the worst came. Alam mo yun? I mean, kaya ako siguro nasabi na ang sexual compatibility is very important for me. Kasi I enjoy doing it now. Like, ano na siya? Like, parang bonding time, ganon.
Yeah. Actually, yan. Actually, yung ano, what they call this, my advice method is kind of weird because you're using sex as a point of, ano, as a point of bonding, but at the same time, it's also not sex that's really fixing your problem. Parang when you discuss it and when you really discuss it and when you try things out, parang try to look at it as an activity, as more of a couple activity than a sexual activity. Gets mo ba?
Oh, parang at, ano, puzzle game, gano'n.
Like for example,
hobby together, gano'n.
Parang like for example, do you enjoy more, are you the type na mas oral ka? Sige, can we try? Tapos you try it out, parang, did it work for you? I think.
Communication talaga.
Diba? And what you're fixing there is not essentially yung the flow of the ano, the kaldagan part, but what you're fixing there is yung the natural rhythm ninyong dalawa as partners. They get what I mean.
Now, I have a question about that. Like, what if, kunyari, you discuss what you want, then you have very different things na gusto, and then nobody is willing to meet halfway.
Then I think it's very obvious from that point on.
Na hindi nyo mahalang isa't isa.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kasi kung baka naman mahalin nyo isa't isa.
I mean, feeling ko kasi it's not a question of mahal. I guess it's a question of how much you're willing to go.
Or I guess yung personal comfortability nyo rin when it comes doon sa sex. To the sex question. It's a very complicated thing. It's because
it involves a lot of your soul into it.
To put it in what they call this in stark terms.
So, kunyari, if you're not comfortable with blowjob, for example, or tapos yung partner gusto niya binoblowjob siya. Like, you guys are really not sexually compatible. And you cannot force that to happen. Kasi, if you force that to happen, then I think it's unfair.
Ako naman kasi, I'm coming from, may mga bagay na gusto ko na ayaw ng partner ko or gusto ng partner ko pero ayaw ko. And because we are talking about it, parang ako lagi ako may sense na, sige nga, aralin ko or parang I'll look into it and can we try so that I would understand why you want it? Parang ganun kami eh. That's how we talk about it. So, I think yung pagiging compatible with the sex, it really needs work para mangyari siya. Hindi siya yung tipong...
And communication.
Parang soulmate. Oo, communication. Hindi siya parang soulmate na makakahanap ka talaga ng someone na compatible.
Yes, oo. Siyempre, you have... And you have to also demand. Kailangan bigyan mo ng, ano, for me, you have to give your... a voice dun sa sarili mo na, ito yung gusto ko.
And kung may tayo offer, ano, an alternative. Kasi na, I think very interesting yung pinoint out na, ano, na aspect ni Athena of fairness. Now, when we talk about, ako, ang suggestion ko is i-recalibrate natin ang scales of fairness. Kasi, I don't think no relationship is ever equal in terms of 50-50.
Naman.
In terms of 50-50. So, kalimbawa, tama yung point ni Athena. What if gusto mo ng blowjob but then your partner doesn't like, this is not fond of oral. So, how do we fix that? I suggest you, ano, it's either you meet halfway or meet a golden mean in terms of, so, okay, hindi mo na-enjoy ang blowjob but the question there is blowjob completely off the table? Diba?
Yes.
So, what if you try what are other things that you enjoy that I can do on my part? So, para ang nangyayari, 60-40 tayo pag binoblowjob mo ako, tapos kunwari, na-enjoy mo ng finifis ka. na-enjoy mo na 60-40 tayo pag binoblowjob mo ako, tapos mag 60-40 naman tayo on your end by me fisting you. Do you get what I mean?
Kasi for example, pwede ding sabihin mo na, sige, I really don't like blowjob, pero I can do it for you sometimes. Not all the time. Is that all right? In return, if you're not comfortable with anything I want, parang para sa akin kasi parang I want to give the person I love or my partner what he wants. Parang, hindi siya issue of me receiving alone eh. Parang I want to give. Parang ganyan.
Kaya nga important.
I want to try. Kaya kailangan pag-usapan talaga siya.
Kaya pag-usapan and also set ka ng ano. Yun eh, kanina sasabi ko threshold ng kung ano yung willing mong ibigay. You have to figure it out with your partner. Hindi mo siya pwedeng i-figure out on your own. Kasi,
yan,
hello, ang sex naman is not a one-way activity. Di ka naman mag-isang gumagalaw lang sa ano. E di kasi kapag gano'n, e di sana nag-masturbate ka na lang. Ganun.
I think it's something that you really have to set aside time for.
Mm. Oh, at saka ito, dagdag ko lang, may experience kasi ako na parang yung akala ng mga tao na sasarapan ka kasi yung reaction mo, parang ganun. Pero kasi parang naging love language ko siya na parang I want to show this person na gusto ko yung ginagawa niya para maging masaya siya. Pero sabi ko, hindi pala ganun yun. Na parang I have to be honest about it para sa susunod, habang patagal ng patagal, mas nakukuha ko lahat ng gusto ko when it comes to sex.
Yeah, definitely.
Ang mga advice ko talaga is communicate it with your partner. Kasi, if you keep it to yourself and if you deal with it ng mag-isa, you might end up resulting into unnecessary coping mechanism. Hindi ko alam kung coping mechanism ba yung tama. Like, for example, you might have the urge, more urge to cheat. Kasi, if you don't discuss it with your partner and you have to deal with it on your own, like, Ano ba? Like, paano mo masasolve yun na hindi kayo sexually compatible and now you're looking for something that you need na hindi maibigay ng partner mo. So you might end up, I'm not saying na gagawin mo, pero you might end up thinking na what if may mas masarap pa out there. I mean, doon nag-uumpisa yun eh. Mga temptations na, hindi, kasi baka ano eh. Baka,
alam mo, a lot of people will say na parang, kumahal ka niya, chuchu. Alam mo, yan yung lagi ko nakikita ang dialogue ngayon sa Twitter or something. But then, you're also a fool. You're also a fool if you think na, what they call this, love will save the day in every situation. I think, you really have to be honest that, you know what? Temptations happen not simply because I did not love the other person but because I have needs and those needs are unmet.
Oo, at saka kailangan mo rin maging honest talaga if gusto mo ba yung ginagawa mo, pinapagawa sa'yo.
Siguro let's take our advice to another level. Let's take our advice to another level by giving them concrete steps. Kasi, you know, it's easy to say to talk it out. But what exactly do they need to talk it out? Siguro magbigay tayo ng mga step-by-step process or at least talk points for them.
Like ako, for me, I would start it off na ganito yung nangyayari.
Admit
the problem. Kasi, yun talaga umpisa, admit na meron kayong problema. Kasi syempre, you second guess everything. Ako lang to. Baka ano lang ako, pagod lang ako or something. Pero if it's repetitive, sometimes, hindi na yun Kasi if it's all the time, like every sexual experience nyo ganun, it's no longer pagod lang ako. It's something na problem na talaga. And your needs are unmet na. So I guess, acknowledging that problem with your partner. And also, kailangan yung partner din is like, ready.
Yeah, that's the second step. It's to determine whether the participants of this problem or whether the people involved in this problem are willing to find a resolution or sees you eye to eye. Kasi parang, I think we have a problem in the bedroom. Tapos biglang sinabi ng partner mo, no, I think you have a problem in the bedroom because
diba?
I'm having fun.
diba? Like parang, siyempre, kapag ikaw yung nag-open up ng problem na yun, mafe-feel mo, may nai-invalidate yung feeling mo. And then, magre-result ka na sa unhealthy coping mechanism. Maghanap na ka ng bago, ganon. Ano yun?
I think those are the first two steps. Number one, admit that there's a problem. Then number two is to determine whether you guys are willing to work this up. Then number three, from there, I guess ang mabibigay ko na susunod na advice is, once all of those are known, is work on a schedule on how to fix it. Because I really think these types of problems needs a dedicated time for it.
Yeah. Ito, kasi before actionan ko ano man yung issues ng bawat isa dun sa sexual compatibility nila. Ang problem dito kasi ano may magiging reaction ng partner when you open
up. Yes, yun.
For example, if that person na kung kanino ka nag-open up about it, your partner doesn't seem to accept the fact that you have this problem about it, dun ka na mag-question eh. Kasi bakit you don't want to work it out with me? And why are you offended by it instead of, okay, let us address it, this so that we are both happy about it?
Yeah.
If someone is not willing to do that or offended by what you said, it's not about kung ano man yung, it's not about hindi sila magaling eh. It's more on ang galing kasi ng sa sex, feeling ko nakukuha siya sa communication din eh. Kasi kung ano ba yung gusto ng partner mo, yun yung masarap sa kanya. Iba, it varies from person to person. So, kung ma-offend ako dahil sinabi mong parang may problem ako with sex, is this about me? Iniisip ko lang ba yung sarili ko?
Is this more about you?
Or is this more
kasi
about
I've
you?
Kasi I've also encountered couples we're in na later on lang nila na-find out na kaya pala si guy was unwilling to deal about it was because it has been a recurring problem. And parang he's already tried solutions with other people. It doesn't need to work. Na parang at this point, to be told that he's bad in bed again for the end time. Parang, alam mo, accept ko na lang na bad ako in bed. Hiwalay, parang to him, parang, I'll just wait for us to separate. Parang ganun, naging ganun. Diba?
Isa yung manifestation na yung taong yun na na-offend. Isa yung manifestation na nagmamahal lang siya dahil gusto niya lang magmahal.
Alam mo, in fairness sa'yo, Sari, ang lawak-lawak. Dati, sinasabi ko na ang lawak ng pasensya ni Sari. Pero alam mo, that's an understatement. Alam mo?
Oh, ako yun, tangina mo.
Joke
county na lang, pwede na ano. County na lang, pwede mo na rin sabihin na meron kang ocean of mercy like Jesus.
Kaloka. Pero, di ba, para kasing kumahal kita, hindi ako ma-offend about it. Malay ko ba kung ano ba talaga yung nagpapasaya sa'yo when it comes to sex? Eh kung hindi, ma-offend ako about it. Ano? Baka gusto ko lang yung idea na nagmamahal ng isang tao na may love life ako.
Hindi
dahil mahal talaga kita genuinely. Or I want to choose you as a partner. Kung
ganun, yes.
Or a long-term partner. Let's say, kung hindi naman forever yan. Diba?
Yeah, tsaka yung ano din, yung mag-open ang problem, kailangan, I guess, for me ha, kailangan niyang i-figure out na long term to, na hindi siya one time lang mangyayari, itong usap na to.
Tapos boom! Sexual compatibility.
Like parang usap tayo, may problem ako, chu-chu-chu-chu, boom! Sexually compatible na kami, tada! Ganon, di siya ganon.
You know what? This is something that we have to remind everyone out there. Not everyone is a sex wizard. Not everyone is a sex wizard. I wish I was, but not everyone.
Yung mga pinagmamalaki ng mga lalaki na parang, ang sarap ni ganito, ang galing ni ganito. Minsan kasi nakuha lang nila kung ano yung masarap sa paningin nila eh. Or sa pakiramdam nila. But it doesn't mean your experience ng tao ngayon with the other, nung sinabi niyang masarap na tao with other people, siguro sa iba lalaki hindi siya masarap, di ba? Parang ganun. Or ako din, parang feeling ko ang sarap-sarap ni ganito sa sex namin. Pero sa ibang girls, hindi masarap si ganito. Kanya-kanya yun eh. Hindi siya masarap all the time. Hindi siya magaling all the time.
Oo. And not everyone has a natural, quote-unquote, natural sexual instinct on they know what to do, they know what to keme, and they know, and for all you know what they call this, diba? Dependent on configurations ng gusto natin. Like for example, kunwari ha, this is just, kunwari, kuchi sister si Athena tsaka si Sari, kunwari, kuchi sister sila. May na-enjoy si Athena sa naggawin sa Pepe niya na feeling nung guy na shot engine ni Athena yun, na trinayin niya kay Sari, tapos hindi pala na-enjoy ni Sari.
And it goes both ways.
And it goes both ways. So, alam mo yun, what you call this? Sometimes, you know, our sexual habits are, you know, force of habit. Or it's something that, you know, we've built together with our former partners.
So, and saka yun din kasi yung alam mo. And then, you meet this parang may na-meet kang bagong person wherein you build another sexual relationship with.
Yeah.
Kasi ang relationship naman, hindi lang siya emotional relationship. Siyempre, meron din kayo sexual relationship.
Yeah,
and magkaiba yun.
And since it's sexual chemistry we're talking about, then change the solvents, change the formula.
Baka kasi, wag na lang din kasi, I guess siguro, don't think too much na, hindi kami sexually compatible, di kami sexually compatible. Maybe open yourself up na this might be something na it needs work on lang. Needs work pa lang.
kailangan natin tandaan na unique yung bawat isang katawan eh. So iba't iba sa iba't ibang parte, hindi lahat tayo pare-pareho ng parte ng katawan kung saan tayo nasasarapan. So hindi siya pare-pareho with each partner na madadaan sa buhay mo. Magkakaiba lahat yan. So kailangan kilala mo rin yung sarili mo in a way para alam mo yung bawat partner na makakasalamuha mo. Alam mo kung sabihin sa kanila kung ano yung masarap sa'yo. Because we all deserve a good sex. So you will only get that if you are vocal about it.
One of my suggestions to what they call discover things that you like, even when alone, is stop watching porn while masturbating.
Yes. It's a big thing.
I wouldn't say stop watching it altogether if that gets you off. But I suggest every now and then try to turn off. Try masturbating without turning on a video. Just rely on imagination. Because when you force yourself to imagine things, you are forcing yourself into mental scenarios that you prefer. As opposed to mental scenarios that is already, you know, in front of you,
yes.
Ako naman, parang work on, kasi ako, I usually don't imagine a person or I don't imagine a scenario. Usually, dinadaan ko sa kung ano yung pakiramdam. Kunwari, anong pakiramdam ng kamay ko? Anong pakiramdam sa akin?
Tapos yun yung gusto mo, yun yung gusto mong gawin ng partner mo sa'yo, gano'n. Parang apply.
Sa akin. O hindi, oo.
So ikaw muna trial and error, tapos si Jowa or apply, gano'n.
O, i-report ko sa kanya what worked for
you. O, yung ganda nun, parang saya.
And itry mo sa akin, can we, parang gano'n. Kasi I figured out na this is what, ito yung masarap sa akin. Pwede ba natin subukan? So parang, sige, tingnan niya natin. And my partner will always be excited about, okay, sige, try natin to. Because if you like your partner, if you want to be with that partner for a long time, gusto mo malaman kung ano yung nagpapasaya sa kanya. Hindi lang sa maraming bagay. It's also when it comes to sex.
So it's, so, what do you call this? Meron ka ano, you have your list now to take things to talk about. Then I think from there, yeah, after nyo ma-address yun, it's carte blanche na. Kaya nang bahala where you take it from there.
Oo. Pero kapitbahay, you take it as a sign na if magiging isang malaking away ito afterwards. Na parang this person is, alam mo yun.
Tsaka if natatakot ka to open it up, diba? I think that starts there eh. Why are you so afraid of opening it up to your partner na ano, 'di ba, kasi if you really, kasi you have to establish that trust, kasi syempre pag if you're building a sexual relationship, dapat meron kayong trust na hindi ako aaway ng person na to kapag ka nag-open up ako na may problema ako sa kung ano man nangyayari sa relationship namin. I mean, it goes sa lahat ng aspeto na relasyon nyo. I guess yun yung pinaka-importante. Like, I guess tanong mo sa sarili mo, kung takot ka ha, minto lang naman, ano, why am I afraid? Am I afraid kasi na he might break up with me or he or she might break up with me? Or am I afraid because ayoko ma-solve tong problem na to? Alam mo, may mga, I guess communication, ay, not communication, siguro assessment din sa sarili mo.
Then ask them then what you call this. Gamitin niyo tong technique na to. Ginagamit ko to sa work. When one of the, because I'm a dramaturg, my job is to negotiate for different teams, gets ba? But always, whenever we reach an impasse wherein none of the two parties would like to budge, I always ask this question. If you do this, does this sacrifice your artistic integrity? Na pag ginawa mo ba to, your whole concept or your it insults your integrity as an artist. If it doesn't, then we can do this. If it does, then someone we have to choose. It's either someone has to quit or someone has to let go. And it's the same thing you can apply to relationship. If it doesn't compromise your identity as a person, then why can't we do this? But if it does, then I think we have another conversation. We have a bigger conversation to finish, to start. Diba?
Hmm.
If it, diba? That's my advice.
Hindi dito kung compatible kayo sexually. May masalaki na tayong problema dito.
Oo, kasi ano, ang tawag dito, Wait lang, nawala. Shit, ang haba nung sasabihin ko na yun, iniipon ko. Sige, go kayo muna. Nawala.
Kasi like, for example, you know, like we keep saying that, yes, sex is important. But you know, when it comes down to it, it is just sex, alam mo yun. We can continue as a couple even without a sex. But you know, what you call this, if finding a solution for this is already such a big compromise for you, what else is going to be a big compromise for you?
OMG.
Because you know, sex is not exactly an activity wherein it is just exclusively beneficial, wherein isang party lang yung nagbe-benefit. We're both mutually benefiting from this activity. So why, bakit sobrang against ka dito? What about other things? Ano yung mga next things na hindi, you're not willing to work it out? Diba? Okay, fine. Sabihin natin, hindi natin ito ma-solve. Let's going to shelve it out. But then, that kind of attitude will branch out and bleed, will branch and bleed out to other aspects of the relationship.
Ooh, kasi ano ba yung, kasi every time na hindi nyo tinatapos yung, or nire-resolve yung problem nyo, may problem na dadating eh. And then, ganun lang ng ganun. Hanggang
and
sa
even
sumabog.
If it's hard, sometimes, alam mo, sometimes I found out na, the process of resolving it itself sometimes is the resolution. Does that make sense?
Can you expound? Sorry. Yung parang, ulit?
The process of resolving the problem is already a resolution in itself.
Go
sometimes
expound.
Sometimes it's not about finding the exact perfect answer for the solution. Sometimes it's just finding the solution is already the solution for the problem.
Oo eh, kasi totoo minsan nahanap mo yung sagot mo din sa process.
Or sometimes you find na the problem is not as big as it seems, and when you were talking it out and deconstructing it in through conversation and through other activities, na-spread out niya na yung mechanics ng problem into smaller activities, you found out na parang, hindi na pala ganun kasama yung loob ko about it. Or parang, hindi na pala ganun kalaking problem sa akin. Yun. Do you get what I mean?
I think it's the willingness na maging parte ng relationship. Minsan, isang malaking factor yun. Kung willing ako maging tried in this relationship, if I want to make it work and the other person wants to make it work, pero alam mo yun, hindi niya kaya mag-compromise sa sexually. Parang iisipin ko, tatanggapin ko na lang yun eh, kasi hindi siya ganung tao. Ganun na lang ang mangyayari sa akin nun eh.
Pero
so
isn't
it's a matter of how willing are you? Kasi if sa akin malaking bagay ang sex, baka sa kanya kasi hindi. Kasi magkaiba kami ng pananaw sa buhay. And kung kaya kong tanggapin yung magkakaiba ng pananaw na yun, and pareho kaming willing na piliin ang isa't isa lagi as partners, then parang dun ko malalaman eh. Kasi ang hirap nung parang ipipilit mo, importante nga to sa akin kahit di ka mag-adjust. Bakit dun, baka dun sa isang tao kasi maliit na factor lang sex and you can give it up. Ganun.
Then dun napapasok yung how important is sex for you in a relationship.
And I think what you call this, just to add it, no? I think, to me, yung sinabi ni Sari, that's also a solution. It's not the best solution, but it's a solution that works for you both. If you know what they call this, if keeping the relationship is what they call this, just as important as having sex life for you, a good sex life for you. Because at the same time, you know, again, we like the fact that we're reaching a stage in relationships wherein we're now talking about about consent, mutual trust, mutual respect, as opposed na, you know, one-sided lang yung power structure before. But there are also some people wherein nagtatrive pa rin sila in what do you call this? In nagtatrive sila on the sacrifices of each other. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
One sacrifices sex, the other sacrifices social life, the or some people sacrifice their work.
Okay,
it's the most progressive solution.
Okay.
But if it's a solution that works for you, and who's to say that it's wrong? For you both.
Tama, gets kita doon. Parang yung solution, hindi pwedeng sa'yo lang manggaling. Dapat pareho kayo.
And at the same time, what we call this, alam mo kasi, you know, we now also live in a society where one's individual problem becomes everyone's problem. Like for example, di ba, sa mga, may mga Twitter thread na ganyan, di ba? Wherein, mag-share, kunwari, mag-share si Twitter user ng problems niya sa relationship, then suddenly it becomes everyone's problem sa Twitter. Di ba? May maraming ganun tayo eh. And at the same time, then someone says a solution that not everyone is fond of, but then it's a solution that worked for them. Alam mo yun? Like for example, then maybe I'll just forgo, what do you call this? I'll just forgo yung possibility na magiging sexually compatible kami. And then, you know, a lot of people will be rapid na, nee, hindi mo binibigyan ang value sa sarili mo as a person kami-kami. That may be true, but then that may be true for you, but I don't think that's the case for me. Like for example, if I were in the person's shoes, I don't think it's not me giving value to myself, but I think it's me seeing that for me, accepting that while I like good sex, it's not a necessity for me to live, but then at the same time, I'm more interested in keeping him around. Because he is a positive, impact on my life, save for the sex, save for my sex life. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's the same thing as in the same thing as you know, for example, for other people, magiging solution nila to keep each other around is to have an open relationship. That's not a solution for everyone, but it's a solution that works for them as partners. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and siguro ang kailangan lang dun is both open for that.
Yeah. I think it's whatever the solution is, whether it's traditional, whether it's... I think we just have
everyone in that relationship has to be in that same level of parang parehas kayong willing to work on it, on this solution. Parehas kayong nag-agree sa solution na to. Kasi if only... Para kasi unang-una naman, papasok ka sa relationship not for you. Not only for you. Kasi diba, ang relationship is not... Kasi kapag ang relationship, pumasok ka dun, hindi ka na lang mag-isa.
Umiisipin ka ng iba.
Hindi naman sa ganon. Pero like, may kasama ka. May kasama ka na hindi ka pwedeng mag-desisyon ng... Kunyari, for your relationship to work nang on your own. So, you don't have to deal with problems alone. You don't have to deal with yung issues ng relationship nyo alone. Kasi nga, relationship yun to dalawa kayo. So, alam yun.
And it has to be, yun nga, again, babalik ka dun sa, it has to be a decision that both of you can stand.
Kasi yung iba, kunyari, for example, open relationship, tas isa lang yung nag-agree, tas yung isa, sige, para kasama pa din kita, kahit hindi ako okay with it, sige, okay na lang din ako. That's not okay, I think so. Kasi, yung isa, hindi siya happy about it. Yung isa lang yung party na happy about it.
Yeah.
And if you're both happy up on it, you don't have to explain it to people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
You don't have to explain it to people.
At
you're not obligated to justify
yun.
It.
Hindi mo kailangan i-defend.
Yun nga eh. Ang relasyon hindi lang yan love talaga. It's also a responsibility. Hindi mo na lang iisipin ang sarili mo. Meron ka na rin ibang iisipin. Yung welfare nyo together and sa partner mo rin. So, huwag nyo isipin na kailangan kayo lang lagi nakaka-receive or kayo lang lagi nagbibigay.
Tsaka di lang siya fun always.
Oo, para umikot ang bola, kailangan yung energy natin umiikot din. Give and take. Alam mo yun, kailangan may balance sa lahat ng bagay. Hindi lang galing lang sa isang tao. Yung isang tao din, parehong magtatrabaho for it to move forward.
And I think it's very important nga na what you call this, to reiterate lang yung sinabi ni Athena na relationships, it can be fun, but it's not always fun.
Yeah. It isn't. It's work talaga.
It's work.
It's one of the... Ito yung pinili mong work. alam mo yun, yung gusto mong siya, work, alam mo yun, masaya siya. But
and it's not a case na if you love what you, if you love your work, you're not going to
hate,
you're
it.
Going to, you're not going to hate. It's not that. It's not
no.
that. Because
sometimes you're
not
gonna hate each other, no? Uh-huh.
That's
involved.
Teamwork talaga siya. Teamwork talaga siya na parang, te, para maging okay yung team natin, dapat meron tayong ganitong coordination.
Tsaka ano,
siya together.
I mean, okay lang yung sacrifice, okay yun. Pero if one feels na
nauubos siya,
or one feels like heavier, tapos parang super drained na siya, kailangan niya i-communicate yun sa partner niya. Kasi what if may solution naman pala for that? Hindi mo, you don't have to carry those things alone anymore. You're in a relationship.
Wow, this is a, what they call this? This is a relatively mature conversation.
Ang
healthy lahat relationship niya.
Iyabang kayo. O siya, paano ba natin isasarap tong usapan na ito?
No, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, we've given you a lot of options or to think about, to ask yourselves, you know, how to resolve the situation. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, as we went to the end, it became clear, it really boils down to, you know, to a solution that, whatever the solution is, it has to be a solution that both of you came up with. And whatever that solution is, it has to be something that, you know, that kaya niyong panindigan as a couple.
And with that, mga kapitbahay, we wish namin and sinusuportahan namin kayo sa pag-explore ninyo, sa mga relationship ninyo, sa mga
it's always fun
sexuality ninyo.
It's always fun yung exploratory stage, I have to say. Well, I think
kasi sarap kaya magmahal, my God.
So, kamusta naman
natin? Support namin kayo and we pray you find clarity din.
I mean, kung kamusta ako, I still want to give love. That never scared me. It was never an issue for me to give love.
Wow. Sabi nga ng isa ko staff, uy, grabe, wala namang real talkan dito.
Yan lang, galing sa ambassador ng Subtle Clown Treats. Amen!
So yun mga heart vibe, we hope you enjoy na yung kudaan namin today. Grabe, sobrang so feeling ko sobrang ang rusty ko ngayon. Because sobrang na-shake ako na grabe, wala ako sa bahay, hindi ako makapag-ingay katulad din sa Zambales na pwede ako maging so super emotional because kahit magsisigaw ako doon, walang makakarinig dito. Tangina, kapitbahay ko, feeling ko nasisilipan na ako at pinapakinggan ako. Well, kung sinisilipan niya ako, good for him. I mean, kahit tumaba ako, and I still like my body. And I think, diba, feeling ko treat pa rin sa kanila yun. Anyway,
go kapitbahay, kaya mo yan.
Yan mga kapitbahay. Kung may ma-share din kayo on your own experience, please feel free. Just, you know, you can message us or you can at us on Twitter and Facebook or Instagram. Everything is at Kudazzers. That's KUDAZZERS. So, we'd also like to give a shout out kay Ina and Natalie. Kay Ina and Natalie who are both busy with their personal lives and taking care of stuff. Guys, break a leg. As always, andito lang kami. Pahinga kayo kung kailangan. Or again, the Kapitbahays are always just waiting for you. And so also, we would like to give a shout out to Podcast Network Asia. Maraming salamat, di ba? 26 ako nung huli tayo nakita ngayon. 26 nga ba ako? 25, 26 ako ngayon. I'm 27. So we'll be seeing each other now that I'm 28. Diba? I'm so happy about that. Thank you, Podcast Network Asia. Hindi mo kami binitawan. At salamat din sa United Home Asia. Pinapakinabangan ko lahat ng mga vitamins na binigay niyo sa amin ngayon. Love. So also, shout out din sa aming mga co-affiliates, guys. Keep them listed. They're also dishing out great content. So if you're interested, just check out Podcast Network Asia's website. Ayan. Napagod ako ah. Bakit ako napagod? Alam mo, sobrang napagod ko. Naglakad ako the other days dahil buhay baboy ako sa Zambales. Sumakit katawan ko to the point na nag-hire si Athena ng home massage service para lang may magkilot sa akin. Kasi binisita ko si Athena.
May nabiktima na naman po na higaan ko. Yung higaan ko ng lalamon.
Oh, kagabi.
Kagabi. Ah, gabi. Okay. So, nandito sila, natulog lang sila dito, di ba?
Napaka-cute.
Pag lahat ng bumisita dito, ang tawag dito, comment, nanlalamon yung ihigaan mo, Athena. Nanlalamon ng tao.
Tunay po yan. I attest to that.
Si Kuya Itz kumakain ng corn, na sweet corn, tapos maya-maya tulog na siya ulit. Numukuya pa siya habang natutulog, di.
Nakakaloka. Anong kamo ba yan? Gusto ko ma-experience.
Gago, tapos ano, panakwento pa ni Athena, nagde-direct daw ako habang tulog.
Oh my God, nagulat ako. Sabi ko, sino ba kinokomenta ni Kuya?
Alam niyo mga kapit-bahay, dadami na naman yung mga kalat kwento namin dahil nasa Manila na kami lahat. Well, malibad kay Natalie. Have fun sa US, Natalie. And... but we're excited for this new chapter. I guess new chapter ng Kudazers ngayon na ano, nagbalikan na kami. At least most of us are already back.
Grabe, nagbalikan. Kala mo lang naghiwalay.
Nag-break.
So yung mga kapitbahay, we're excited. Sana excited din kayo. So again, maraming salamat sa support. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Ari.
And Athena here.
Y'all just listen to...
Kudazers!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.